Proclamation number 8227 of 29th of July, 1962. Feeding the light from above. Light shall become to him who desires light. Therefore, when my messengers approach you with a light which is emanated from me myself, when they bring you my word, your desire for light, for the pure truth, is decisive as to whether you accept this word of mine, whether you acknowledge it as having come forth from me, and whether you then also evaluate it. For it has to take effect on you as long as you don't resist it. I know where there is still a desire for truth, for knowledge of that which is still hidden from people. And I will always show my messengers the way to them. I will knock myself so that they will open to their doors and grant you entrance if you offer them a delicious gift. And you will also be received there with joy, for anyone who longs for light is delighted by every ray of light I myself sent to him. And he will now also prepare himself, his heart, to receive me myself, the giver of truth, whom he recognizes in the word which is brought to him, and with whom he will also want to unite himself in order to no longer lose my word. The light from above. For this reason my messengers will never be allowed to be inactive, for they can still radiate much light into the darkness if they serve me as bearers of light, through which I can guide my ray of light of love to people whose hearts are still in darkness. But it will be understandable that these people have to accept the light of their own free will, for they are not forced to do so because they once freely chose darkness. But I know whose will is willing to step out of darkness, and to these I seek to convey knowledge which signifies light for them. I seek to lead them out of the state of spiritual darkness and to give them knowledge of me and the connection with my living creations. Of my being, which is love, wisdom and power. And through such knowledge I seek to move people to turn their will towards me if they own free will, and then I can draw them and influence them with my grace that they voluntarily strive towards me again as they once voluntarily strove away from me. And I can only achieve everything by conveying my word, the pure truth from me, because this alone is a bright light which enlightens people and can change their will. Only someone who wants to escape the darkness will welcome a ray of light which approaches him and shows him the way out of the darkness of night into the light of day. But he will not long for a light in vain, for I know every person's will and thoughts and am truly always ready to meet them with a light which will make them happy and which will also give them the right purpose in life, for now. That they learn to recognize me myself when they hear the Father's voice. They will also strive to make my will their own and live their lives in accordance with it. The closer it gets to the end, the more humanity needs the light from above, because my adversary will do everything in his power to deepen the darkness, and he will also succeed where no serious striving for light takes place. Anyone who desires and strives for light desires me and strives for me, and I will come to him and give him what he desires. He shall be informed of his earthly task, of his beginning and his goal. For he starts his existence as a human being completely ignorant, but he shall acquire knowledge again and I myself show him the way to it. I encourage him to be lovingly active so that a light will be kindled in him which will also make all knowledge accessible to him which he once possessed but had voluntarily given away. I do not withhold this knowledge from any of my living creations which live on earth as human beings, yet you must seriously desire it yourselves because I cannot give it to you against your will. For then you will confess that you yourselves live in darkness and try to escape from this darkness. And then your desire will also be satisfied. I will send you my bearers of light and thus you will receive my word and I will be able to speak to you, Thus my divine light of love will shine through you and you'll never ever sink back into the darkness from which you sought to escape. Then your thoughts and aspirations will be directed towards me, who am the light from eternity. Amen.